Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Just a Few Minutes a Day with Moses Henry Jones. Well, the number here, the call-in number, and the reason why I'm giving it out is because I'm hoping that Mr. Jensen Franklin will man up and call the broadcast. The guest broadcast call-in number is area code 646-564-9730. Again, I'm cordially inviting Mr. Jensen Franklin, Mr. Spirit of Python Dunce, to call the broadcast, to grow a spine. And while he is growing a spine, let him grow a brain. The broadcast number here that he can call into is 646-564-9730. Now, the likelihood of Mr. Franklin calling in is nil, because on Wednesday, someone at his church signed for the book. And no doubt, the alarm bells went off. The alarm bells went off. We are under attack. We're under attack. No, you're not under attack. You've been advised. I didn't do what the Japanese did to America at Pearl Harbor. Didn't do a Pearl Harbor. I, in a very nice way, sent you a copy of the book, giving you a heads up, allowing you to plan and to prep for the debates. Debates he will never be able to win because error can never defeat truth. That's just plain and simple. So he got this book on Wednesday afternoon. So he's had it part of Wednesday, and he's had it Thursday, all day Thursday, and he's had it all day Friday. And what have I heard from Gainesville, Georgia? Well, I can only imagine, that they have him in a soundproof room. And in that soundproof room, Jensen Franklin is doing some of this. But he wasn't doing that back in 2013. 2013, he was laughing all the way to the bank. As he was selling books, and as he was ascending on the New York Times bestsellers list, and he was peddling his dopey teaching called the Spirit of Python, and back then he wasn't crying. Back then, he was laughing all the way to the bank. But God has a very humorous way of calling our attention, and Mr. Franklin's attention has been called, not by one book, my brothers and sisters. Jensen Franklin knows by now that there are three books on the way. He's got number one in his hands. He's read number one. I can assure you that not only has he read number one, he's reread it, and some of his staff people have read it and reread it. I can assure you they've made Xerox copies of this book, and they're trying to find a way to poke holes in it, and there's no way you can poke holes into this book. It is scholarly. It is academic. It is theological. It is sound biblically. And there's no way you can poke holes in this book. So, my brothers and sisters, have you purchased your copy? Have you ordered your copy of this soon-to-be best-selling book? All you have to do, my brothers and sisters, is go to the website, click on the donate button. Please know that all of the proceeds to this book are going to train men and women for the ministry. That's what we're using the proceeds. I don't get a penny. This is a labor of love because I love Jesus and I love the saints and I'm out to protect them from guys like Jensen Franklin. Guys like Jensen Franklin. Mr. Franklin, the number here is 646-564-9730. Now, maybe one of his staff members can type in the number and put Mr. Franklin on if he can't dial. If he's paralyzed in fear, maybe someone can dial the numbers for him and give him the phone and so we can have a little conversation. I know he's listening. I know Mr. Franklin is listening. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, today we're going to end this sermon by Jensen Franklin. You know, in this sermon, he gives five nuggets, five pearls of wisdom for all those who have been offended to listen to. And like I said, listen, no doubt, Jensen Franklin is crying. He's beside himself. He wakes up, he starts to cry. He falls asleep crying. He wakes up again and he starts to cry. No doubt, he's crying uncontrollably. I would too. I would be crying also. If I knew, listen, forget about one book. One book is devastating enough. There are three books. And when the other two get printed, when the other two are given to me by the printer, I will send them to Jensen Franklin. Am I not a nice guy? I'm not even making him pay for the books. He's getting free copies. He's getting free, and they're autographed because I sent them a little note in the first one. They're all going to be autographed. It's going to be me. I'm calling them out. This is like Gary Cooper in High Noon. This is a showdown. But I can assure you, after reading Volume 1, Mr. Franklin knows who he doesn't want to tangle with. Doesn't want to tangle. And that's why I want you to get the book, because I want you to learn some things, my brothers and sisters. The book is going to be a classic. It's going to be a classic. Order your copy. Go to the website. Support missions. And not just missions. This is a rare kind of missions. You know, today when the church is being dumbed down, listen, I'm trying to educate the church. Support educational missions. You know, it's one thing to send money overseas and support that kind of missions. How about supporting the end of the dumbing down of the church in America? How about raising up some ministers who know how to rightly divide the word of truth? Well, when I sent Jensen Franklin his copy, I also put some sticky notes in there. I wrote him a dedication, then I put some sticky notes because there were some areas that I wanted him to read. I didn't want him to just bypass a little area. So I put some sticky notes in there because there's some things I wanted to grab his attention. And, of course, there's an open letter to him. I had a sticky note on that. And on the bottom of the page is my email address because I knew he was going to be crying. And I said, well, if you want to get in contact with me, here's my email address. Have one of your staff members, have one of your handlers email me so that I know when I need to go down to Gainesville, Georgia, so we can debate. There's a whole lot of this going on, Saints. A whole lot of this. Now, that's what you hear in Gainesville, Georgia. But on my internet line, on my internet address, there's nothing. This is what I hear on my internet address. I've been asking, you know, check the email. I want to see if he's emailed me yet. I asked him to check on Wednesday when I knew he got the book. No email. I said check Thursday several times on Thursday. Go. They said, but we checked 3 hours. Check again. Check, I want to see if this man is answering the challenge. Well, they went all day long yesterday, different times to check the email. Nothing, no, nothing. Today, I've asked them. I'm driving them crazy here. Check the email. Nothing. This is what we're hearing on the email. That's what we're hearing, crickets. Not a sound. It's like the guy's disappeared. It's like the guy has become the invisible man. Well, we're going to hear the last portion of the sermon. And we're going to find out what is the fifth nugget of truth. What is the fifth nugget? Now, you know, the first nugget, and remember, this whole sermon of his has to do with how do you overcome when someone offends you, when someone publicly shames you, when someone does you wrong, when someone really makes you look bad? And by the way, I mean, he's only looking bad today because he put himself in that predicament. President Trump has had a rough week. He's had a rough week. They want to impeach him. Well, President Trump's only in that trouble because he likes hookers. And he had his attorney pay off hookers. He had his attorney silence hookers with payments. President Trump wouldn't have had this bad week if he didn't have a proclivity for women who do their business in the red light district. So if President Trump is in trouble this week, it's only because he put himself there. It's just like Jimmy Swaggart. Jimmy Swaggart wouldn't have been crying on TV 2 decades ago. He wouldn't be asking Jesus to forgive. Oh, Jesus, forgive me, my Lord. He wouldn't have to do that if he wasn't with a hooker in a hotel. Men that cry put themselves there. Jensen Franklin has put himself in this spot. He sold out Jesus for a proverbial 30 silver coins like Judas did. Light on Jesus. Told everybody that this whole spirit of Python teaching was given to him by Jesus, which I document in the book. Because he constantly makes that claim. Jesus gave me this revelation. Jesus, no, it's impossible for Jesus, who doesn't lie, who never traffics error, to be giving you some lie to be peddling. You twisted the scriptures. You came up with that lie. And you profited from it. And I'm calling you out. And I got three books. Three books. Spirit of Python, dunce. Why is he a dunce? Well, in volume one, I proved that the reason why he's a dunce is because he never hit the books. He never cracked open a book. He never visited the library. In this book, I take him to the library three times. Three times I take him and the reader to the library. And I show why he's a dunce. Because he never cracked open a book. Because he never did any research. Because he never read up on the subject. That's why he's a dunce. In the second book, Spirit of Python, Ignoramus. Why is the man an ignoramus? Well, he's an ignoramus because he ignores everything that the Bible has to say about the devil. When you constantly ignore, when you're a serial ignorer, when you ignore important facts, you wind up being an ignoramus. And he ignores everything the Bible says about the devil, and he came up with this stupid fairy tale version of Satan. That's why he's an ignoramus. Because he ignored what Genesis says about the devil, what Exodus says about the devil, what the Old Testament, what the New Testament says about. He ignored everything. Constantly ignore, you end up being an ignoramus. And why is he a retard? Which is the last book. Well, my brothers and sisters, when you fail to hit the books, and he's been preaching for 30 years, think about this. If in 30 years you have not cracked open a book, if in 30 years you have been allergic to reading, if in 30 years you don't want to touch books in 30 years, add to 30 years of duncery, add to that 30 years of ignoring. When you combine 30 years of not cracking open a book and 30 years of constant ignoring, that's what puts you in a state of retardation. You are 30 years behind. That's why he's the spirit of Python retard. And all you have to do is read Hebrews chapter 5. Read the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, and the author of Hebrews chides the Hebrew Christians. He says, by this time, you ought to be teachers, but you can't teach. Why? Because you're retarded. You've been in the gospel so long and you don't know these things. He says, you're so retarded, I can't feed you meat. I have to give you milk. Hebrews 5, Jensen Franklin is Hebrews 5 retarded. Now he's already read Spirit of Python Dunce. He knows that I schooled him and I schooled the readers when I take them to three trips to the library. We go through a series of books. And you get a seminary education when you read this book. The seminary education that Jensen Franklin failed to secure. He failed miserably to secure a biblical education as all preachers are required. This is why he's a dunce. And he knows there's no way he can debate. No way. So, my brothers and sisters, now, remember, in this sermon of his, he gives five things you ought to do, five pearls of wisdom. Pearl of wisdom number one. When somebody attacks you the way I'm attacking him, this is what he says. Welcome opposition. Welcome the winds of opposition, for they will cause you to fly high and soar like the eagle. Well, that's not going to work for him. But that's recommendation number one. Recommendation number two, he says, go to Jericho, go to the sweet, go there, don't get mad, don't get angry, don't seek vengeance. Go to Jericho, stay sweet. That's recommendation number two. I guess that's where he is now. I guess they don't have phones in Jericho. That's why he can't call the show. I guess they have no cell phone connection there at Jericho. Number three. His third pearl of wisdom is don't retaliate. Let God revenge your unjust attack. Leave vengeance in the hands of the Lord. Let God repay your enemies. That's number three. Number four, which is the one we looked at yesterday, was don't develop tumors of unforgiveness. Don't develop tumors of unforgiveness. And today, the last pearl of wisdom is this. Shut up, get in the truck, and drive. We're all wounded. Shut up, get in the truck, and drive. We are all wounded. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the beginning of pearl of wisdom number four, which is don't develop tumors of unforgiveness. And we'll start out with number four, and we'll quickly move into number five. And once we finish with number five, I'll make my final comments. And while we're playing the audio, what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep looking here at the board to see if Mr. Jet Franklin actually calls in. If he calls in, I will stop the – if you hear the audio, stop. You know he's called in, and I'm about to put him on live for you to hear. If the audio continues, it means that Mr. Franklin has developed a yellow streak in his back, and he's too chicken to call the show. That's all that means. All righty, here is the audio. We're going to pick it up with pearl of wisdom number four, and we're going to continue into pearl of wisdom number five. Here is Mr. Franklin with don't develop tumors of unforgiveness.
I want to talk about unforgiveness for just a moment. When you get in a place of offense and unforgiveness, it's like a tumor. It's like a tumor of unforgiveness. And you can act like you...
I'm sorry, but that's probably going to be his next book, Tumors of Unforgiveness. Tumors no one's ever heard about. No one in the medical field has ever heard about. I'm telling you, this is probably going to be his next book, Tumors of Unforgiveness.
You don't have it. But everywhere you go, everybody else sees it. You look like the hunchback of Notre Dame, but you're holding your Bible, praise the Lord. And when you get the tumor of unforgiveness, here's the reason why people say they can't forgive. I can't forgive and get rid of this, and, you know, it's big, and it's uncomfortable, and it's sore. Ow. And sometimes when people touch that part of your life, you overreact because it's so sensitive. And your children touched it and it wasn't what they did. It's that.
Experience Control GX for men. The first
shampoo. That's just a commercial. It reduces weight. Commercial, here it is. Skip the commercial.
That's been there, and it's gotten infected, and every time somebody does something, you're fighting with your husband, but it's not about that argument, it's about that. They touch that. You're fighting with your children, but they touch that. And the reason that people say they can't get rid of the tumor of unforgiveness and offense, they say, number one, I can't forgive them because what they did to me is too big. Well, it looks like that's why you don't want to get rid of it. The bigger it is, the bigger the thing you carry in your soul. This is what you've got going on if you could see yourself spiritually. And the bigger the offense, the more you need to get rid of it. Well, time will heal it. I'll just ignore it and it'll go away. You'll carry that the rest of your life. It ain't going to go away. You're not just going to wake up and it's going to fall off in the shower. It's going to be there. Well, I'll forgive when they ask me and say that they're sorry and tell me they're sorry. Then I'll forgive. Well, notice that they're at Six Flags and you're going around like this. And you're waiting on them to come ask you before you get rid of this that's in you? Last one. I'll forgive, and I would forgive, but I know what will happen. They'll just do it again. Well, that's a huge incentive to forgive. If they're going to do it again, that just means you're going to have another one over here. So why don't you go on and get rid of this one, and if they do it again, you'll get it again, but get rid of that one. You sure don't want four or five or six of these and somebody else. You got them in your knees and everywhere else. You need to go to Jericho.
All right, so that was pearl of wisdom number four. Don't develop tumors of unforgiveness. And since it's a trilogy, say to Jensen Franklin, don't develop three tumors of unforgiveness. Now here comes pearl of wisdom number five. Shut up, get in the truck, and drive. We're all wounded. Listen to this.
I conclude with this. 1993, Delta Force, United States Army in East Africa, a place called Somalia. It's the biggest gunfight since Vietnam. They were going in to nab a drug lord. And suddenly the Black Hawk helicopter that they were going in on was shot with a ground-to-air missile. Our soldiers were killed, many of them, and their bodies were dragged through the streets. The opposing army screaming and celebrating. They sent in a team to recover those bodies and the men that might have survived, and they became under tremendous fire. Hundreds and hundreds outnumbered, thousands outnumbered, and gunfire coming, AK-47s from every direction. If you've seen the movie Black Hawk Down, this is the story I'm talking about. In the book, they tell about being pinned into a building and gunfire coming from every direction. And the soldier in charge, the captain, turns to a lieutenant and he says, get in the truck. We've got to get out of here. Get in the truck and drive. And the response of the lieutenant is, but captain, I'm shot. And the answer of the captain is a classic. He said, everybody's shot. Shut up, get in the truck, and drive. We're all wounded. We're all offended. We've all been shot. We've all had somebody do something to us. Shut up, meaning don't whine. Don't complain. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Enough victimization. Get over it. We're all bleeding. We all got bullet holes. We all have been wounded. Paul didn't get ahead. He lost his head. Shut up. Get in the car and drive. He said, none of these things move me. I'm more than a conqueror, and I don't give up. Job lost everything and everybody, and he said, I still praise the God who gives everything, and when he's given, I praise him, and when he's taken away, I praise him. So you just need to get in the truck and shut up whining and drive. Go on, move forward. You're going to be wounded. You're going to be wounded. The number one goal of the enemy is to get you mad at God. You're not the only one bleeding. You're not the only one that's been hit. You're not the only one that's got bullet holes in you. You're not the only one that your own family has attacked you and wounded you. But you can't lay down in self-pity and die. Get in the truck and drive. Acts 14. Exhort those to continue in the faith, that we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God. He's saying you're going to get there, but not without much tribulation. Offenses are going to come. It's impossible for you not to take gunfire. Don't get comfortable with your religion to where you think you are exempt from what I'm preaching. John 16, Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation. We're all shot. Shut up and drive. We don't quit. We don't draw back. Proverbs 24 and 10 says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. I love that verse. If you quit when the gunfire's coming, when everything's being hit all around you, that's when everything in us says, I give up, I quit, I'm done, this is the end, fooey on this. But the Bible said that if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Not the person who offended you, your strength. Paul Harvey talked about a man suing his own mom and dad because he was so ugly. His ground of suing them was, if you couldn't do better than this, you shouldn't have had any kids. Always somebody else's fault. I can't stand those kind of people. Always, at some point, if you quit, your strength is small. Turn to your neighbor and say, shut up, get in the truck, and drive. Stay sweet. Go to Jericho. If you don't know where to go, I'll tell you where to drive that truck to. Go to Jericho. Stay sweet. Stay kind. People rip you off. People steal from you. People do you wrong. Don't get bitter. Don't get angry. Don't get hate-filled. Go to Jericho. Watch God if you'll stay sweet. Watch God. Watch Him defend you. Watch Him bring revenge, vengeance like you cannot imagine. When you do the right thing, the struggle is real, but so is the blessing. I want you to give God a great praise right now in your tribulation. Gunfire going off. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands at every campus. Lift them high right where you're standing. Come on, lift your voice. Don't get quiet. Raise your voice and say, God, I'm not quitting here. I'm not dying here. I'm not licking my wounds here. I'm not giving up. I realize that even the opposition is giving me lift. It's going to raise me up. It's going to cause me to go to a higher place. I'm going to mount up with wings as eagles. I couldn't get there without the opposition. Wow. It's the opposition that brings the revelation. I'm writing a book right now, and almost finished, recent hour. It's gonna be a big deal.
Another book like the Spirit of Python, another crappy book, another book filled with lies, another book filled with revelations from this Lord who gives you lies to peddle. That another book like that. Please don't write any more books, sir. Don't write any more books. Don't write any more stupid books. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. Don't write any more books. He says, oh, I'm writing another. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be. Look at the pride. Look at the pride. This guy's a dunce. He's an ignoramus. He's a retard. Why don't you call in now, big deal? It's such a big. Why don't you call in right now? Come on, Mr. Big Deal. Call in.
It's the opposition that brings the revelation.
You got that right. It's me revealing that you're a dunce. It's me revealing that you're an ignoramus. It's me revealing that you're a biblical retard. It's me, the opposition. Me.
I'm writing a book right now, and almost finished. Recent hour, it's gonna be a big deal, I think. I hope the publisher thinks so. So we'll see.
Yeah, the same publisher who didn't vet your lies, the same publisher who didn't put intelligent staffers to proofread the book. To show this error and that error and this other error and how the book was laced with error. Yeah, the same publisher. The same publisher who's only interested in making money. Not in promoting truth, but in making money.
But it's so funny that the very stuff that I'm writing on seems like that's what we're going through.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's funny right now. It's going to be funny for you when the three books come. I'm sure you're going to be tickled when the three books come out. Well, saints, listen, I'm going to be back tomorrow. And I'm going to show you why. I'm going to break down Jensen Franklin's sermon. And I'm going to show you why the five pearls of wisdom that he preached on will not avail him, will not rescue him, will not help him. I'm going to show you in tomorrow's broadcast why the five things he recommends you do will not help him in this hour. Don't forget to order the books. Don't forget to go to the website. Don't forget, dear saints of God, to tell other people about the broadcast and other people about the book. I love you, and listen, our few minutes are up, but I'll be back tomorrow with a few more minutes. God bless you, saints.